We are LP Magazine, and since 2001, we've been the leader in providing content and education for the loss prevention and asset protection industry, and we are known as the voice and authority of the LP community. Each episode, we'll be sharing and discussing the latest in trends and current issues related to all things retail and profit protection. You're listening to the LPM Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Orcas in Action webcast and podcast. I'm Kevin McMenamin, your host with Loss Prevention Magazine. With me is my partner in organized retail crime, Jack Britton. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Hey, everyone.
We're here today with David Williams. David is a supervisor in Cook County State Attorney Office and the CEO of CC Rock. That's the Cook County Regional Organized Crime Task Force. David, welcome to the program today.
Thank you. And again, I want to thank you, Kevin and Jack, for all you guys do. Bringing ORCAs together, sharing information, pushing this subject matter across, educating people and working these cases. So we really appreciate all that you guys are out there doing.
Yeah, well, David, we appreciate the kind words and the feedback. So the labor of love for us, and we love to do it. It's our little way of trying to help make a difference, help support you guys. There's a lot of these different ORCAs out there that are trying to work amongst themselves as well as with each other to help identifying and dismantle these criminal networks, and whatever little part we can play in that, we're very happy to do it. So thank you for that, and thank you for all you guys are doing. It's interesting because a lot of these ORCA groups are specific, we use terminology, Organized Retail Crime Association, and one of the things that really differentiates you guys at CC Rock is this, even just defining in the way that you describe yourselves, is that Cook County Regional Organized Crime Task Force, right? And not that it takes retail out of it, because I know that they're very important partners to you, but you've really expanded the scope and the definition of both of the organization and the reach that you guys have to be able to bring together so many resources to help identify and dismantle these groups. So talk to us a little bit about, CC Rock and kind of when it started in its evolution, and in particular, this whole model that you guys have that's more based on a regional basis, more so on just a retail basis. I really think a lot of the other workers could learn a lot from that.
Right. So we started in 2010 because we had an investigation into a simple fencing operation on the west side of Chicago. And we were working with our retail partners. We got to know them. And we looked at booster crews and a fencing operation. But once we started to get involved in the investigation to see the extent and the expanse of this crime, it's really kind of incredible. So the idea is that once we saw different avenues to go in, these fencing operations or these criminal enterprises, they would do, benefit fraud, identity theft, narcotic sales, gun trafficking, involved gangs, across the path of everywhere. They'd have heavy amounts of money laundering going overseas. So really, we thought that we need to incorporate all the different industries that are victimized. These groups have many different layers, as you know, and we wanted to be able to attack them at every different layer. So we brought in people from the financial district, the banks, the insurers, because we saw a lot of insurance fraud, manufacturers for counterfeiting, logistics, for cargo theft. So we incorporate every financial area, including, hotels, entertainment, whatever it may be. These groups have a different way to victimize businesses. So we're basically bringing all those together to figure out how we can attack these groups and the businesses they victimize. And obviously our retail partners have been our great friends throughout all of it and are the basis of a lot of what we do, but they are the victims of financial fraud more than ever as well. And so everything that they're victimized falls in with also the financial institution. So it's almost very difficult to do it, to separate the two. So we have brought in, we've got over 1,500 members now sharing information, representing over 120 federal, state, local law enforcement, as well as over 100 private companies sharing information to work together. When we identify a crime, we share the information, which is our motto, sharing information, working investigations. We identify a group. We bring in a small group to identify how we're going to work the investigation. As we're the prosecutor's office on top, we're trying to build up the evidence to actually get charges and seizures and arrests. So, since our beginning, we've had hundreds, over 200 arrests, We've seized millions of dollars. We've shut down, I don't know how many, 60 different operations, you know, and we keep going. So, but we keep evolving with the times as the criminals keep evolving. We're to keep up with them. So, so we do that. Also, we try and get back to the community. A lot of what we do is working in the community. You know, we see that these, as I always look at it, like four types of victims in these cases, right? The businesses that are being victimized, the state who are losing state tax dollars, the community, which is supporting criminal enterprises, you know, often low income, high crime areas. And they're really sucking the community out of jobs and instead of providing fruit and vegetables, providing link fraud and other type of, and narcotic sales. And then the money laundering goes internationally to support international crime groups. And we've seen connections to terrorism. So we feel we have to give back also to the community. Over the course of our existence, we have worked with the Ronald McDonald House, which is a great organization, having charities and volunteered there next to hospitals, Special Olympics. And this recently, we've had our third annual winter/spring smiles event, where we gave 150 personalized gifts to kids from the Chicago Boys and Girls Clubs that were delivered by law enforcement. So again, trying to get back, tie in with the community, and at the same time, helping them by taking the criminal element out of their communities as well.
That sounds like a great organization. David, if somebody's interested in joining, how do they go about joining?
So they can contact me or go to ccrock.us and log on to join to be a member. And they can, again, we have a robust system of sharing information in regards to criminal activity. That's on a secure website. And we also will get all our information. We have bi-monthly intel meetings. We have a 5,000 square foot training center that we bring people in that our partners can use for their own smaller meetings. So we have bi-monthly meetings in which we bring in a short hour training and then share information about ongoing cases. So that's a great way to do it. We're always looking for great partners and great people out there. So I know there's a tremendous amount of talent and hard work on the private sector, law enforcement. So we're just trying to bring it together. You know, I think we also work in silos. You know, we're all just focused on what's in front of us. And there's so much out there that before we started, you start talking about a case and all of a sudden you're complaining about it. And this guy from this jurisdiction, oh, I know those guys. And this from this jurisdiction, I know those guys. We put up in our trainings, we put up a picture to try to identify. We have three people can already identify that person as a criminal that's been affected their businesses. So it's really been an incredible journey.
You guys have a technology platform that you're working with?
And we know
right now, Rocket, you're sharing that information.
Yeah, with Aura is our current technology platform. But you know, that's the beginning point, right? To share and identify the information, and then the next step is to sit down and actually figure out how to work it. So we look to push it in every direction we can. And wherever it goes, we have the partners to take it locally, nationally, or internationally. And I think that's the key, is to get at the root of this crime as far as you can go with those investigations.
Absolutely. And like you said, the data piece of it is one part, but to have the resources and the network that you guys have brought together on our CCROC, as expansive as it is, certainly makes it a lot easier when you're trying to make those connections to some of those folks that really can help you with these investigations. You've got them, you know, come right. So,
and one of the things we were talking about, Kevin, earlier is in the importance of training local law enforcement and patrol officers. I know you guys have a program on that, getting them to identify the crime and then know what to do with it. It's something we put our trainings on. The emphasis on, number one, training them, okay, this is how to identify the crime. This is how to preserve the evidence. And once you have that information, what to do with it? What's the next step? Who to contact? How to push it forward? So things just don't die in the vine, but actually expand into something that could be successful takedown or investigation or prosecution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, David, and hey, listen, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today and tell us more about CCROC. It's a great model, not only to follow from other orgas' perspective, but the success that you guys would have, the cases that you've had, the impact that you've had has just been tremendous. And you guys should be very proud of yourselves in the whole effort that you've put together out there, and this great, great, great network of people that are coming together and helping to fight and win this battle. So thanks for all you guys are doing. Jack, any final words?
Look, it's a great organization, people. And if you get the chance to be a part of it, we highly recommend that you join CC Rock.
Yep. So ccrock.us. So ccrock.us, and learn more about it, get involved, join it. David, if they can reach out to you personally as well, correct?
That's correct. I'll give you my email is david.williams@cookcountyil.gov. That's my email. If people have questions, I want to be a part of our trainings, have investigations I want to bring, let me know. We look forward to working with you.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's David Williams, supervisor with Cook County Chief Attorney's Office and the CEO of CC Rock, the Cook County Regional Organized Crime Task Force. David, thanks again for being with us. Jack, thank you for being here. And we want to say to everybody out there, take care and stay safe. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
You're listening to the LPM Podcast.